Doctor Who Short Trips, Foreshadowing by Julian Richards, read by India Fisher. The lieutenant sighed. He'd been looking forward to getting some shut-eye, but he knew, he just knew, that there was no way he was going to get to sleep tonight. It was bad enough that a fighter jet had gone missing during a routine training flight. That in itself was enough to warrant the alert level the base was experiencing. But now they had two intruders. Intruders! Actual intruders who had actually managed to actually intrude into a restricted area of a secure RAF base. That sort of thing shouldn't happen. In fact, up until now, the lieutenant had been sure it couldn't happen. The group captain was still on the phone to London. That meant the job of finding out how it happened and making sure it didn't happen again fell squarely on the lieutenant. He had a feeling that it wasn't going to be the easiest assignment he'd ever had. The warrant officer had said that the intruders had been found standing over Corporal Harris. Thankfully, Harris wasn't dead, although the warrant officer refused to say what had actually happened to him. He just insisted that the lieutenant needed to see for himself, and ought to do so before he interrogated the prisoners. So the lieutenant had duly made his way to sickbay to see Harris. Corporal Harris was sat up in bed, and the lieutenant immediately understood why the warrant officer had wanted him to see for himself. Even though Harris saluted, the lieutenant would never have identified him as one of the base personnel. "How are you feeling, Corporal?" he asked, feeling very silly as he did so. Harris informed him that he'd quite like a drink of water and that he was feeling sleepy. The lieutenant hoped this meant that he was all right in all other respects. "What happened to you?" he asked.
"There was a big bug," Harris replied. "Then I went to sleep. Can I sleep now, sir?"
The lieutenant nodded, and Harris gratefully rolled over and fell straight asleep. The lieutenant stood up and made his way to the door, turning back to look at Harris before he left. Corporal Harris had been a fine soldier. He'd been stolid and dependable and honest. Most of all, he'd been 36 years of age. He may still have been stolid and dependable and honest, but the lieutenant was fairly sure that Harris wasn't a fine soldier anymore, and that he was now, in fact, a five-year-old child. Admittedly, that was through no fault of his own. "What am I going to tell the group captain?" was the lieutenant's initial thought, closely followed by, "What am I going to tell Harris's wife?" The warrant officer was waiting outside the sick bay.
"Can you see why I didn't like to say anything, sir?" he asked.
The lieutenant nodded.
"How sure are we that that is Harris?" he asked.
The warrant officer shrugged.
"He was found in Harris's uniform. He says he's..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?